I didn't think so. Well, we may not be the one percenters, but in God's hand, we're 100 percenters.
Amen.
And that's what we've got to know. Joe, what's the largest crowd you ever preached in front of?
Congregation 20, probably 5,000.
Thank you. What's the biggest crowd, Frank, ever preached?
I have no idea.
Several hundred or more?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
There are churches now that have 15, 20, 25,000 people. Does that mean the message is any more meaningful to those people than it is to the 25 or 50 or so? Of course not. For each soul has to be fed. We need to be happy in what we're doing. I think that's the way I read it. I saw under the sun, verse 13, this example of wisdom that greatly impressed me. Once it was a small city with only a few people in it. A powerful king came against them and surrounded it and built a huge siege work. They built a dirt frame on the outside of the wall. So eventually, nobody get out. These guys are going to walk up that frame and go. If you're a computer person, and you want to look this up for me. If you want to read a story that's absolutely God's will and power, look up the city of Masada. I think from which the Secret Service gets their name, the Mossad. But look up the Masada. I can't spell it. Don't look at me. I spell city, C-I-T-Y. But it was an ancient city that when the Romans come in, they tried to force all the Jews to do it their way, worship their gods, etc., etc. A group of priests led this bunch up in Masada, which is a very, very high. You got a picture of it yet? Are you there yet? Come on. You can play an F sharp. All right, look on the top. Look. All right, Masada was on this place right in here. On the top, where's the best mountain? Maybe here, maybe? Yeah. The Romans couldn't get to them. There was a hillside. They couldn't get their siege material. So the Romans spent some time, and for me it seemed like it was several years, building dirt all the way up to the top so they could get in and kill these Jews or force these Jews to make them worship their gods. When they got up there, to break in, they broke in, and they got any more? Is there anything else to us? I guess they wouldn't show the city because it's dead. It's gone. When they got in off that ridge, they walked in, and for some reason, I want to think 956, but somewhere like every Jew was dead. Their throats had been cut by the high priest in a sacrificial way, and then he'd cut his own throat. They were not going to give in to the persecution or the... Well, I can't think of the worst word I can think of. The suffering, the whatever they were going to do to the Jews, torment, that's a good one. They this priest sacrificed them all to God. Because they knew that what was looking forward to them of serving God was a whole lot better than serving Rome. But that's an interesting story. There was a movie, I don't know how old it is. Keep going. There's part of the city, okay, right there, the fortress. Just amazing. Just amazing. But can you imagine those Roman soldiers who spent years and years carrying rocks and boulders and stuff up that hill just to find out, oh man, they beat us to it.
It would take you about 40 minutes, 45 minutes to walk from the top to the bottom.
How long would it take pushing a big old siege machine? Long.
The father killed the family. And then the priest came and killed the men.
Yeah. So it was quite.
There was a well there that they had water. There was rooms there, but they had food. There was paths down the side of that mountain, but the Romans couldn't find them and didn't know how to get up there to them.
Now, you're talking about the well. Do you realize that we've always been told water runs downhill? This was the highest point there was, and water still ran uphill.
To get up there, we took a cable car to go up there.
Good idea.
And the first thing we hit was a cistern. It's where they gathered the water. And we went into that, and it was real cool. And I was really glad because I was feeling like I was getting sick of my stomach. It was so hot in the cable car, and when the cisterns were cool.
Glad you did it, but you wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I don't
really
know.
Chuck, were you waving over there?
Yeah, I think
that all military soldiers have to go up there when you get sworn in,
up in the bottom. Yes.
Yeah.
Because they said this will never happen again.
And with BB, as Jeff said, being reelected, look for a annexation of the Gaza Strip in the coming days. Look for it. Do not be a bit surprised. Because they're about tired of those rockets coming in on their cities in Jerusalem. Oh, Israel has some beautiful history. Has some beautiful history. Any other questions about that? The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one splinter destroys much good. One sinner destroys much good. You know, in most cases, we respond to a nice, soft... That's why grandmothers talk nice and soft and easy to you. They're not gruff. I love there's a commercial. The Lizard has some of the best commercials. And he's in the diner and he talks to that woman. He said, and what would you... We're open 20, you know what I'm talking about? He said, you're open 24-7. And he says, well, what do I say if I want a piece of pie? She goes, pie! Cracks me up every time. But most of us would rather be hear something nice and easy than been screamed at. Well, that's what Solomon knew all that time ago. What was he getting? Key lime or pecan pie or apple pie? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Now, here's your good one. Are you ready for this one? No. Let me go down. Wisdom is much better than the weapons of war. But one sinner destroys good. Much good. And you've seen, you've probably been in groups where one person can turn everybody the wrong direction. There's a move in a lot of churches farther north here where I'll use the word cult, you can use any word you wish, but a man-made denomination will send a couple of families into a church. And they'll be very active. And then they'll get on the board. And then they'll bring more families in. And before long, that cultic group has taken over. And it's happening in Christian churches that I know of in Central Kentucky will take over. Big movement coming out of Cincinnati right now that's doing it to one church after another. So one sinner can destroy much good. Charles.
They're not just doing that in churches. They're doing that in every, even on the boards of human corporations. They're doing that. They're finding their people there so they can boycott certain people that they don't like by saying, well, we're not going to talk to their people.
I was on the news today. The president's getting ready to nominate two people to be on the Federal Reserve Board. The guy that ran Domino's.
Herman,
thank you.
Godfather.
It was Godfather. Thanks, Jeff. Well, I knew it was pizza. At least I got part of the way. And some they're going against him already. And the other guy, was his name Nunn or something like that? They're going against him. So you can be bad. As Michael Jackson told us all, one bad apple can spoil a whole bunch. As dead flies get perfume, a bad smell. Now, I don't know that I've ever opened a bottle of British Sterling or Old English and found dead flies in it. But remember, their perfumes were oils or a paste. Comes from the like sap. So they would have been open, wide open. You are way too young to remember my grandmother's generation. But every night, she would get a bottle of some kind of white stuff in a blue jar. I'm thinking, is it Pons? What now? Noxema. And rub that all over her. She looked like oh gosh, the guy killed himself. Comedian Mork and Ork. Remember when he stuck his face in the pie on Mrs. Doubtfire? That's what she looked like every night. And it had a pungent smell. She never got mosquito bit in her life. The mosquitoes died when they got close. Well, you know, she always kept it open. And you'd see bugs, crept the bugs. bugs off. I don't know, protein or something. But he says, the dead flies give perfume a bad smell. So a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. How many people have ruined their lives or even caused their own death because of... Was it this county? The redneck, whatever, some war that was going on. And just this week, and some girl was driving with an SUV or something, had 13 people in it, hanging out of it, sticking out the window and stuff. And one of the girls fell out. I think the car ran over, killed her. Just a bad choice. I'm sure from what the news said, alcohol was involved. But just that small one little thing can make all the difference in the world. Solomon tells us, the heart of the wise inclines to the right, and the heart of the fool to the left. I'm not even going to get in politics, just that's what it says. We're going to go from there. Even as he walks along the road, a fool like sense and shows everyone how stupid he is. I didn't know the word stupid was in the Bible until I read this. Solomon's talking about stupid people. What is it? Stupid is as stupid does. Was that the chocolate story guy? If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. Now, gentlemen and ladies, if you were in the military and the drill sergeant came up and he started giving you a history of your parentage or genealogy, I don't think you were supposed to smack him if he hurt your feelings. I think you just stood there and took it in. Right, Ronnie? You never disagreed with the drill sergeant, did you, Ronnie?
Never did.
Or you wouldn't be here. So sometimes it's just the patience and calm words can often be the right solution. Because if two people get mad and start screaming, nothing's going to be accomplished. Nothing good, anyway. There is an evil I have seen under the sun. I guess so. You got wives out there in the trees, underneath the trees, sacrificing to their gods. I would call that quite evil. And it's all on Solomon that did it. So there's no way of him getting out of there. We know that. And he brought in the false gods to Israel, which made Jehovah extremely upset that he took the kingdom of Israel away from Solomon's son because of that. Fools are put in many high positions. The whole comedian industry is about that one line. How they pick on politics. And you know what? They're right a lot of times, aren't they? What's the saying? It's better to be quiet and somebody think you're an idiot than speak out and prove it. Well, that's what he's talking about here. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, a sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I've seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves. Reversals of roles. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. I don't see that one. I'm not sure. Why is there a wall with a snake on the other side? Figure that one out. I don't know. Whoever quarries or digs stones may be injured by them, and whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. There was a video this morning by some girl, lady, that was at a... You see that one? She was at a practice throwing a hatchet at a target. Anybody see that? So she threw the hatchet and she held on too long and hit the ground right in front of the target and slipped and bounced back, and if she had not ducked, it hit her in the head. So don't try that at home. They promised her if she came back they'd give her free lessons by a professional hatchet thrower. Why do you want to be a hatchet thrower anyway? If you're not in the circus and you're not Mingo on Daniel Boone, you don't need to do that. But it can get you. Split logs may be in danger. If an axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. Practice, practice, practice. Who wrote the book, Becky? 10,000 Hours.
What?
10,000 Hours.
Malcolm Gladwell.
What's the name of the book? What is it?
Game of Tennis?
No.
No, it's before the first one. The first of all his books.
It's either Bling or...
No. Think of it and let me know. But he wrote that you got to practice something. He said the Beatles were an overnight success. They had been in Germany for years. 10,000 hours. He said you got to do something 10,000 hours. That is not the first time that Arnold Palmer ever tried to sing a putt or Tiger Woods or anybody else. Practice and practice and practice. And these, I mean, just think a couple more weeks the Belk Choir will be ready to go on tour. I don't know where to, but they'll be ready to go on tour. Practice, practice, practice. Yeah. As soon as we figure out where an F sharp is, we'll be all right. The words from a wise man's mouth are gracious, but a fool is concerned by his own lips. You know, people that talk and talk and talk. And if you just be quiet, they may get more done. In the beginning, his words are folly. People laughed at him. At the end, they're wicked madness. The fool multiplies words. We can think of Adolf Hitler's speeches. We can think of Fidel Castro's speeches to start off with. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell him what will happen after him? Does anybody here know what's going to happen in Charlotte County 5 years from now, 3 years from now, tomorrow? Anything could happen. There's a lot of people right now that's living in New York City that are quite surprised. The measles are running absolutely crazy up there. And they have now proposed a law, or maybe they're enforcing, if you're in a measles area and don't get a shot, $1,000 fine. Well, the ones that are resisting most is the Jewish community. They don't want any part of it. Constance.
I know when I went to school, we had to get all our vaccinations before we were even allowed to go to school. Don't they do that anymore?
Yes, they do, but it's not enforced.
Well, what good is it?
There you go. 99 kids get a vaccination, number one doesn't. Anybody that's weak,
they shouldn't be allowed in there.
Can't do it. Freedom of choice.
At one time they thought vaccinations had something to do with kids having autism.
A lot of them still do. You've got an autistic grandchild, right?
Yes, I do.
Did they think that, or did they even guess a cause?
No.
I don't know that they know now. But that's still one of the thoughts. It was the mercury in the vaccine. My brother has twin grandchildren. Both of them were fine until a couple of days after they got the vaccines. And then they both have developed autism. He's convinced. Yeah, whooping cough. I mean, we had to have that triple shot right away. Where do you go? Have the boys been vaccinated yet? Our grandsons were not vaccinated when they went to school. It's your job, your grandmother. Well, a fool's work wearies him. He does not. Isn't that right? Aren't grandmothers supposed to keep up with that? I'll call him in a minute. Let me call him right now. A fool's work wearies him. He does not know the way to town. He does not know the way to town. Woe to you, O land, whose king was a servant, whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, whose king is of noble birth, whose princes eat at a proper time for strength and not for drunkenness, self-control. But also it says that the king of noble birth, he's been prepared to be a leader. Now whether you like England or not, whether you care much for the royalty, we are still can read where these kids were growing up knowing that they're either going to be prince, princesses, or kings and queens. That they should know their position in life and how to react. And I do best remember that both Charles, what are their names? William and Charles?
Harry.
And were the oldest one, Charles? The
father.
Both. No, who's the
oldest? Father. William is going.
William. But I'm pretty sure that they both served in the military, and Harry himself was in where there was action, flying a chopper. So they have learned how the other side saw it, which was important for their leadership. And we can, if you do remember, or really cared at all, about Princess Di coming from being a noble-related commoner. She had more contact with the people. I wonder if it shouldn't be that way in both politics and the ministry. I don't know that a preacher should live that far above the people in his church. But I know some of them that have bodyguards, chauffeurs, and everything like that. But they're treated like royalty. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I am sure what I think. If a man is lazy, the rafters sag. If his hands are idle, the house leaks. Makes sense. A feast is made for laughter, for wine, and makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. How can Solomon say that? When we quote all, money is the root of all evil. Those things don't seem to jive, do they? What's the answer for that one? And I'll give you the answer. That is the second most misquoted verse in the Bible. The Bible actually says the lust for filthy lucre, meaning money or wealth, is the root of evil. Did not say the money was. It said do anything to get it. Rob a bank, cheat people. I mean, look at Zacchaeus. First thing he did was, I'm going to give all the money back times four that I cheated people out of. So it's not that the money itself is what you do to get it, and what you do to others after you do. And that's where the warning is. Do not revile the king, even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom, by the way, because a bird of the air may carry your words, and a bird on wing may report what you say. So when they say the little birdie told you, right there it is in Ecclesiastes that the little birdie can tell you. Any thoughts? There's a lovely song that I'm going to get you to look up for me for next week. Cast your bread upon the water. Thank you all very much. See you Sunday. Be ready. You need some people to need some volunteers to set the tables and do the decorations, please. What now?
It's coming up. 11 minutes, 36 seconds.
The time starts now. The time starts now.
You don't look that old, bro.